Good day, beloved children of God. This is Father Ivan Olmo. Today we will be reflecting on the book of the prophet Hosea, chapter 2, verses 16 through 22. Please join me now in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Hosea. Thus says the Lord, I will allure her. I will lead her into the desert and speak to her heart. She shall respond there as in the days of her youth when she came up from the land of Egypt. On that day, says the Lord, she shall call me my husband. And never again, my Baal. I will espouse you to me forever. I will espouse you in right and in justice, in love and in mercy. I will espouse you in fidelity, and you shall know the Lord. Heavenly Father, you are the source of all that is beautiful. All that is good, all that is true. In you we move, we live, we breathe, we have being. Thank you, Father, for loving us so much and for desiring us more than anything. Please, Father, open our poor lips to praise your holy name. Cleanse our minds and our hearts of any worthless, evil, distracting thoughts, feelings, or desires. Please, we're begging you, give us the wisdom and the love to pray now with attention, reverence, and true devotion. Sweet Father, may our poor little prayer be heard in your presence, for it is offered through Christ, your beloved Son, our beloved Savior. Beauty, goodness, truth, these describe who God is to us and for us. That the beauty that God is a pure and holy beauty. It's beautiful. That in every image we can contemplate of God, we see in it his very creation. He has made all creation beautiful, for all creation has God at its center and its depths and its being. God is beautiful, and so are we. And God is goodness. He is the source of all that is good. Everything that God does is good and pleasing, for everything he does is for our own benefit. And so all of God's works are good. And we are created in that goodness, in that image, in that likeness. We are to be good and holy as our Father is good and holy. And God is truth. There is no deception in God. He cannot change. He is truth, the truth that God has created the heavens and the earth, that God has created all that is being. God is breath. God is light. God is life. God is love. The truth that God has so loved us that he sent his Son into this world when we stop being beautiful, when we desired sinfulness and darkness instead, when rather than being good, we were bad. And the truth is that even when we were enemies of God, God sent his beloved Son to save us, to restore us in the image and beauty of our creation, to give us wholesomeness, goodness, innocence, to teach us what is true, what is right, what is just. Jesus reminds us that he is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way of beauty. He is the truth inside of us. He is the life of all that is good, the very source of goodness itself. And these images that we contemplate are given us to realize the relationship that we have been invited into, that the relationship that God has invited you and I to be in is something that is just utterly so amazingly beautiful. It is the one true thing that is good for us. And the truth is, no one can love us and no one can treat us better than God, because God is the source of all that is beautiful, all that is good, and all that is true. And one of the images that we see and we experience and we talk about is the covenant that God has created us in and entered us into with him. This covenant of beauty, of goodness, of truth. And one of the images of the beauty of all that is good and all that is true is the spousal relationship that God has entered with creation, where God creates and God gives himself, of himself, breathes his very essence into his creation. God wants to be one with us. God wants to share everything with us. God doesn't want to hold anything back for himself. In this spousal relationship, God wants to provide for all our needs. He wants to give us loving protection. He wants to care and caress us and embrace us and let us be loved as the lover loves his beloved. And God speaks to us today in this spousal relationship, a language of love, to help us to understand how much God desires us, that even though we offended him, and even though we rejected him, and we chose other spouses, money, credit cards, fame, fortune, evil, idolatry, that even though we have given ourselves to these things, God says, I still love you. I still want you for myself. Ask me for forgiveness, and I will give it to you. Ask me for forgiveness 70 times 70 times 70 times 70 times. And every time that you come to me and beg for forgiveness, I will bring you into my heart, into my home. I will continue to embrace you as my beloved. God has been courting his creation since the dawn of time. Can you imagine that God is courting you? That God wants to impress himself on you? that God wants to reveal himself to you, that God wants to be noticed. He wants to be seen. He wants to be heard. He wants to be loved. He wants to be touched by you. And God wants to touch your heart right now and touch you in the very depths of your soul right now. So God uses these words that he wants to allure us, not to deceive us, not to offer us false promises or empty promises like sin and Satan and evil, all false, all ugly, nothing good, the opposite of beauty, goodness, and truth is ugliness, badness, and lies. And that is the one who wants to attract us as well. But he does that with deception. He does that with false promises. He wants us to believe that he can offer us all kind of riches and power and fame. And he can't give us anything other than heartache, pain, and suffering. That's what we encounter when we are separated from God, darkness, desolation, despair. But the lover, the one who calls himself husband, the bridegroom of the church, who says, I love my spouse so much that I lay down my life for her, that I allow myself to be ridiculed for her, that I am humiliated for her, and it doesn't matter, because I love her. I love her more than my very life itself. So when God wants to allure us, he does this with purity and holiness and beauty and goodness and truth. These are attractive. These are the things that attract us like nectar to a butterfly or to a bird. Beautiful aromas, beautiful fragrances that God gives us to remind us of the beauty of our creation and the beauty of nature. And then God wants to lead us into a desert place. Not that place that we think about that is harsh and difficult to live in. No, the desert of our heart and soul, that quiet inner place inside of us where God invites us to open the door, invite him in, close the door to all the noise and all the distractions and all the lies of this world. God wants to be there, he says, and I will dine with you. I will be there with you. I want you to hear my voice saying to you how much I love you, how much I desire you. You're beautiful to me because I created you. I created you in goodness, and that's the very truth, that God wants to bring us into a desert place so that we can hear his sweet voice, the lover telling the beloved, I love you. You are my beloved. He says, this is the place that I will speak to your very heart. This is the very place that I will cry with you, that I will hurt with you, that I will wash you and restore you and breathe a new spirit inside of you. This is where heart speaks to heart. And in the lover, no words are necessary. It's just a holy embrace. It's a holy kiss. It's where we realize that no one can love us more more perfectly or better than this. And it is from there that we respond once again as if we were small children. Children who are dependent. Children who are innocent. Children who are trustworthy. Children who want to be loved. And it is there that our Lord wants to espouse us forever. He wants to espouse you to himself forever. And he says, I will do this in right and in justice, in love and in mercy. I will espouse you in fidelity, and you shall know the Lord. In righteousness, our Lord would espouse himself to us. In justice, because he is the just judge, the one who's lenient and compassionate and forgiving, the one who understands that we need a second, third, and fourth, and fifth chance, that in that justice, even though we deserve to be banished, even though we deserve to be divorced, even though we need to be separated from God, God says, no, nothing can separate us ever again. I have shown you a profound love. Just look at the cross. Look at the cross with arms open wide. Look at the cross. This is how much God loves you. Look at that side, wounded so that we can be healed. Look at that side, wounded so that we can be nourished. Look at that side, wounded so that we can be fed. Look at that side, wounded, that says, come on in. It's an invitation. Come into my heart. This is the way, the truth, and the life. No one loves you more than this. No one else can lay down their life like this and then take it up again. That his wounded side is the way to his heart, to his beating heart that beats for you. Every heartbeat says, I love you. Every heartbeat says, I desire you. Every heartbeat says, I forgive you. Every heartbeat says, I want to take you to myself. And he says he will do this in love and in mercy. Isn't that who God is? God is love and God is mercy. That even though we deserve to be in the desert of desolation and despair and darkness, God ransoms himself for us. God rescues us. He comes out to rescue us. We are always that one sheep, that lost sheep, that somehow keeps straying and going away and looking for other loves in our lives. We try to fill our heart with things that cause us emptiness, that they want to fill us, and yet we keep longing and desiring something more, something better. Well, what could be more better than God? God is everything to us. And then God says, I will espouse you in fidelity. God is going to stay faithful to you. Even when you're not faithful to him, even when I haven't been faithful to God, God remains faithful to this covenant. He will never abandon us. He will always provide for us. He will always forgive us because his love is everlasting.